This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37 on the evening edition with Lin and Kelvin. Nadira Matrong is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, business across China has been keeping their customers occupied and connected while they're in quarantine because of COVID-19. How exactly are they doing that, Nadira?
So it's been widely reported that millions of people in China have been under lockdown since last month, and they've since turned to the internet as a way to cure their boredom. In fact, it's been reported that searches for the word boring went up by over 620% last month on Weibo. So that says a lot about what they've been going through while in quarantine. Now, a number of gyms have started classes online and even offered workout sessions on WeChat just so that their customers can keep fit from home. A gym owner told the BBC that customers are grateful because it helps them to talk, especially for those who are stuck at home all day by themselves. And some gyms have also rented out their equipment as an extra way of bringing in income.
So there's another trend I've seen making waves in China right now, and it's called cloud clubbing.
It sounds cool. So cloud clubbing is actually where people can watch live DJ sets and send in messages to give them the feeling that they're in a club. No, it sounds sad, but the cloud clubbing events usually take place on apps such as Douyin, which is China's version of TikTok. Now, these cloud raves have been extremely successful, with millions of viewers tuning in to some of the live streams. They can also be incredibly lucrative for the clubs. Shanghai Club Tax, for one, says it earned $104,000 in tips from online viewers paying through the app. Now, other Chinese companies like Alibaba are now joining the trend and by organizing no-meeting concerts where singers and bands can live-stream their practice sessions.
Now, moving on to Bursa, Malaysia Airports Holdings Berhad was one of the decliners today. What's happening?
So this has to do with yesterday's announcement of the 20 billion ringgit stimulus package. It called for rebates on rental for premises at the airport, as well as landing and parking charges. MIDF research says MAHB will lose some income as landing and parking charges contribute around 17% annually to MAHB's aeronautical revenue. But on the flip side, the analysis says the rebate would be in favour for airlines as it would decrease their operating costs directly. At the close today, MAHB was down 3.8% at 6 ringgit 59 cent.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.